Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Ches. Today we're going to discuss the Inyan of Halal and Simcha being celebrated for 8 days of Sukkah. The Gemara is going to darshan from Sukkim how we know that we have Simcha on the Leil Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. Then the next mission in the middle of the Amud is going to talk about how to take care of the Sukkah on the seventh day when we are about to leave the Sukkah to take the Kelim out of the Sukkah or to do other things, depending on whether our Sukkah is in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laaretz, whether we're still going to need it for Shemini Atzeres. And the mission on the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph going over to Mem Ches Amud Beis is going to go into great detail about the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, what exactly the procedure was, the entire process of Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara is going to tell a couple of unusual stories on Amud Beis with people by the name of Sason and Simcha who have all sorts of debates based on Psukim as to who is better, Sason or Simcha. Another story with Sason, the same fellow Sason presumably, with Rabbi Avohu debating something. And then the Gemara is going to talk about different exceptions to the rule that when one goes up the Mizbeach, they always have to go Derech Yamin, to the right side, so there are going to be three different exceptions to that rule. And then the daf concludes with the discussion of the two holes that were made in the bowls that they would pour the wine and the water in order for the wine and the water to be able to go through into the mizbeach. So we're going to discuss some of the details of those holes. But let's begin with the Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Aleph at the top. Ha halal va simcha shmona ketzad. So we had mentioned that halal and simcha are celebrated for 8 days or are observed for 8 days. So how does that work exactly? That apparently what we see from here is that a person has to say Hallel and celebrate, have Simcha and have Kavod for the last day of Chag, for Shemini Atzeres, the same way we would throughout the rest of the Yontif. That apparently it's something that applies not just for the 7 days of Sukkot, but for Shemini Atzeres as well. The Gemara in Maseches Erech and Daf Yod explains that the reason we're Gomer Hallel in all 8 days of Sukkot, whereas by Pesach we're only Gomer Halal and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, after that we say a Chatzi Halal, but we don't really say a Halal, is because the Yemei HaChag are Chalukin B'Korbanos Sehen, that when it comes to Sukkot, each day has its own set of Korbanos. The Parei HaChag are Mismatin V'Holchin, we do one less par of for each day of Sukkot. But by Pesach, the number of the Korbanos are the same for all 7 days, and that's indicative of the fact that Pesach is one big Yontif, whereas Sukkot may be separate, each day is its own separate celebration. That's how the Gemara says in Maseches Erechin. When we say Halva Simcha Shmona, so Rashi says that when it comes to Regalim, it says V'samachta B'chagecha, and the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuvtes tells us how is one Misameach V'achilas Basar Shlamim. It says V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Sham V'samachta. So we learn that the mitzvah of Simcha is with eating the Karban Shlamim, what we call the Shalmei Simcha. So the Ritva just points out in Pesachim that we only say Ein Simcha Basar V'yayin as a mitzvah min amuvchar, when it's possible to have the basar shlamim, but when it's yefshar to be mekayim the simcha with the basar, so then we use other minei simcha, ksus nekiya, yayin yashan, whatever it is that brings us joy, whatever it is that makes us happy. And the ritva sounds like, and that too is a simcha midaraisa, meaning the mitzvah of simcha is to be misamech. What's the best kind of simcha? The best kind of simcha is basar shlamim. But in the absence of basar shlamim, so experience simcha in whatever way we know how to experience simcha. Tosus marikotin daf yudalim beis, however, says, no, other minei simcha, other than the basar shlamim, are only midrabanan. That's not the mitzvah of simcha midaraisa. The mitzvah of simcha midaraisa can only be fulfilled with basar shlamim. So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The machlokas may depend on whether the chiyuv to eat basar shlamim is for each day of yantif, or it's good enough to eat basar shlamim once. Because if it's only chiyuv to do it once, so then al karchach, the mitzvah of simcha for the rest of the days on a daraisa level, must be bishar minei smachos. So you see that simcha could be done on a daraisa level in other ways. Whereas if the chiyuv basar shlamim is each and every day of yantif, so then there's no hechrech that shar minei simcha are daraisa at all. Now pashtus is, if we say that simcha is noheg all 8 days of yantif, so the mitzvah of simcha, and the mitzvah of simcha is with basar and yayin, so l'chara, throughout Chol HaMoed, one should have a requirement to eat basar and drink yayin, whether it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, would be something that a person is chayiv, and basar and yayin, each and every day. say. However, Rav Shechter in Be'ikve Etzon in Siman Tezvav Os Yir Aleph quotes from Rav Salvechik that maybe there's room to be mechalik between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The Gemara in Eruch in Dav Yud says Maishna b'chag damrin and halal kol yoma Maishna b'pesach damrin kol yoma, and the Gemara said that chag is cholukum b'karbonosein, like we just pointed out, that the reason we say halal each and every day of Sukkos is because there are different karbonos each and every day of Sukkos. So Rav Salvechik explained that in Parshas Pinchas there's a special parsha for each day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Uba yom hasheni, uba yom hashlishi, v'chule v'chule. It goes through each day the karbonos of that particular day. But by Chol HaMoed Pesach, there is no special parsha in the Torah for each and every day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. It says the karbonos musaf of the first day, and then it says in the Torah, kach atasa liyom shivas yam. That's what you should do for all these 7 days. But it doesn't have a special parsha for each of the days. And maybe that difference in the way the Torah expresses it tells us that Sukkos has a specific individual Kedushas Hayom for each day of Sukkos, as opposed to Pesach, where it's one long Kedushas Hayom that extends through the 7 days of Pesach. So maybe that's the explanation. That's what the Gemara means to say, that since it's Chalukim B'Kamer Hoseim, we say a Halel each day of Sukkos, that it's when the Mechayiv of the Halel is a new Kedushas Hayom, and each day of Sukkos has a new Kedushas Hayom. So what about the Kedushas Hayom is a Mechayiv of Halal? L'chor, the Mechayev of Halal is the Chi of Simcha. That's what the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash Aleph. So in Sukkos, there's a Kedushas Hayom for each and every day, individually. So that's Mechayev, that each and every day we should do a Maisa of Simcha. So that's both Simchas HaNefesh and Simchas HaGuf. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. Both Simchas HaNefesh and Simchas HaGuf. So it makes a lot of sense. HaHalal V'HaSimcha Kol Shmona. That you need to do Halal, which is the Simchas HaNefesh, Simcha, which is Simchas HaGuf, for each and every day of Sukkos, because there's a chiyuv to express Simcha individually for each new Kedushas Hayom, and therefore there should be a requirement for Basar V'Yayin each and every day of Sukkos. So just like you're not Yotzei but with a Halal Shalem that you said on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's not going to help you for the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so too with Basar V'Yayin. The fact that you had Basar V'Yayin the day before is not going to help you for the next day. That may be true by Sukkos, but by Pesach maybe it's different. If it's one long Kedushas Hayom for all 7 days, so there's only one chiv of simcha for all 7 days. So just like Mikra Adin Yotze with the halal that you said on day one, and that covers you for all 7 days of Pesach, so maybe the same is going to be true when it comes to Basar V'Yayin, that if you have Basar V'Yayin on day one, that will cover you for all 7 days of Pesach. Rav Shechter writes, Ulapella Shalori Isila Mechabrim Shechilku B'Zeh. He finds it a pella that he doesn't find in other Svarim, that they came up with this chiluk. I thought it was pretty big chiddush, but that's the chiddush, that maybe there's a difference between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkos on that level. So the Gemara raises the question, Minani Mili, where do we know this from? Where do we know what? So Rashi says that Shmini is Chayiv B'Simcha. Where do we ever find that there's a Chayiv Simcha on Shmini Atzeres? The Tanur Rabbanu Zebraisa says as follows, Vayisa Ach Sameach L'Rabbo Sel Yom Tov Ha'achron. From the pasuk Vayisach Sameach, we include the last night of Yantuf as well in the mitzvah of Simcha. So says Gemara, really only that we include the last night of Enoel Yantuf Rishon. Maybe he's coming to tell me that the first night should be included in the mitzvah of Simcha. So Kshomer Ach Chilek, when it says Ach, it's telling me to exclude something as well. So Mari Isa L'Rabus Leil Yantuf Achron Lotzi Leil Yantuf Rishon. So if we have one riboy and one miut, we know to include something and to exclude something. Why are we including the night of Shmini Atzeres and Simcha's Yantif and excluding the first night of Yantif from Simcha? Adrabe, I would have done it the other way. So says Gemara, no, it makes sense this way. Marba ni leli yom tov achron sheish simcha lefanav. Umotzia ni leli yom tov rishon shein simcha lefanav. It makes more sense to include the leli yom tov achron because the leli yom tov achron is preceded by days of Simcha, whereas the first night is not preceded by any Simcha. There's no Simcha that builds up that leads into it, and that's why we don't include the first night. Now this talks about the last night of Yantif being included in the mitzvah of Simcha. What about the last day of Yantif? What about the day of Shmini Atzeres? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on the day of Shmini Atzeres? So Rashi over here, Larabos, Rashi writes that Yom Shmini Atzeres is Chayiv in Simcha because the Laila is Tafel Yom. The Laila is considered to be secondary to the day, and if the Lel Shmini Atzeres is included from Ach, then Kol Shekein, the Yom Shmini Atzeres, which is the Iker, is certainly going to be Chayiv in Simcha. However, in Maseches Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, Rashi writes that since it says Shivas Yamim twice by the mitzvah of Simcha, we exclude Shmini Atzeres from the mitzvah of Simcha. Ach only comes to teach me Lel Shmini, but not the day of Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi is explicit in Maseches Pesachim that the day of Shmini Atzeres has no Chiyuv Simchas Rabos, Lel Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag, and that is it, only the night, not the day. It's a stira in Rashi. Sfasema says Rashi must have been Chozer over here from what he wrote in Maseches Pesachim, because the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag is similar to the rest of the days of Chag. So if the rest of the days, this mitzvah simcha applies during the day, Yom Tov HaAchron should also apply during the day. So it must be the Lashon of this Mishnah changed Rashi's mind, says the Sfas HaMes. So not the most satisfying Yishuv of the Sira of Rashi. He just says that Rashi must have changed his mind. But Tosus asks on Rashi that if that's the case, why does it say simcha no is what does it mean when it says simcha no hagas for 8 days? Can't say that it's for 8 nights. Meaning if Rashi over here is if Rashi in Pesachim is correct, that it's only during the nighttime and not during the daytime, so how can you say that it's noig for 8 days? There are no 8 days, because there are no 8 days that it's noig for, and there are no 8 nights that it's noig for, because the first night is excluded from Simcha. So if 8 days means 8 nights, well, it's not for 8 nights. It's only nights 2 through 8, which is 7 nights. And if it means days, then it's only days 1 through 7, which is 7 days. It's not 8 days. So Tosus points out in Maseches Pesachim that Rashi in Pesachim is very difficult to understand why he would assume that the mitzvah of Simcha does not apply during the daytime of Shmini Atzeres. It's also interesting, some of the Rishonim and all the Achronim talk about how do we know to include the Lel Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag, because the Pasuk says Ach. Now, Ach and Rak, whenever we darshan the word Ach and Rak, it's always a miut. It always comes to exclude something. It's never an inclusion. It never is marbe. Gam is marbe. But Ach and Rak are always a miut. So the Rishonim and Achronim are bothered by this. Different approaches. Sefer HaMichtam says, now, even though Ach and Rak are always miutim, Ach Sameach comes to include in the mitzvah of Simcha, because the riboy is not from the word Ach. It's from the word Sameach, which is extra. It's already said, V'samachta b'chagecha. But Eino Chinami, from Ach we are mimayit. From Ach might lay the Yom Tov Rishon. So Ach is the miut, Sameach is the riboy. It's not actually the word Ach that's being used as the riboy, says the Michtam. The Meiri writes that v'samachta, that the Meiri says that that Vayisach Sameach is Memait anything that's not Simcha. So it is Memait. It's Memait everything else. You should have Ach Sameach. Only have Simcha. No Lulav, no Sukkah, no everything else. Everything else is moved out of the way. Only Simcha. So it's L'Rabo Simcha, but it's not really a Riboy. It's really a Miut. It's just excluding everything else. And when everything else is excluded, Memela, you're left with Simcha. Others suggest that maybe it's a Miut Achar Miut, Vein Miut Achar Miut al L'Rabos, because it says Makom Pneshem Elkechem Shivas Yamim. So Shiva Veloshmona, so it's Mimayit already the 8th day. So then when it says Ach Samech, Ach is another Miyut, so whenever you have a double Miyut, Ein Miyut Achar Miyut, Ela Rabos. The Maritz Chayus writes in the name of the Gra that in the first days of Sukkot we have Sukkah, Lulav, and Simcha, and Yom Shmini, it's only Simcha alone. So that's the Ach Samech to be Mimayit Shar Mitzvos, like we said, similar to the Mi'iri. Sometimes that enhances the Simcha when there is nothing else, when there's nothing else that distracts from that simcha. That's the lashon of the medrash. Shmini Atzeres, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Make for me a suuda katana," meaning without lulav, without sukkah, without it, just me and you. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, without all the parei achag, without all the yumos haolam involved with the parei achag, just Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And sometimes when you remove all of the other things, that enhances the simcha in the greatest possible way. The Avni Nezer in the Tshuva is not sure. What about Leil Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Bizman Hazeh? Meaning the Avni Nezer writes in the Tshuva and some Chaf Gimel, that this idea that we exclude Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag because Ein Simcha Lefanav, that's L'chora, it sounds like a din in the Karban, that there is no din of Karban prior to Yom Tov Rishon, so Mela there's no din Simcha on the night of Yom Tov Rishon. But nowadays, where we fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with Ksus Nekia Yayin Yashon, we don't have a Karban anyway, so would we still say that Leil Yom Tov Rishon is excluded from the mitzvah of Simcha? And Nezer is Mesupak about that issue. Okay, next Mishnah. Says Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah for 7 days? Gomer Milachol, the person finishes the meal on the 7th day. Lo Yatir Sukkoso, don't take apart the whole Sukkah. Avol Moridas HaKelim in a Minchol Lamelim, Nekov Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. He should remove the Kelim from the Sukkah after Mincha time on the afternoon of the 7th day as a way of showing Kavod for the Achron Shel Chag, where you're going to have to be inside. Again, the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael, so where you're showing that you're preparing yourself to have your meal that night on Yom Tov in the house. So it says Gemara, Ein lo kelim laharid mahu. What if you don't have any kelim to bring into the house? So Gemara said, what do you mean you have no kelim? Ein lo kelim el ki yishtamish ma yishtamish. If you have no kelim, what have you been doing in the sukkah for 7 days? How did you eat anything if you have no kelim? No, ela ein lo makom laharid kelim mahu. No, what we mean to say is, let's say you don't have any space, another space to eat on Yom Tov HaAchron to bring the kelim too. So then what should you do? What should you do to show that you're being mechin for the next day and to show that you're pretty much done with the mitzvah of sukkah? So Rabchia Barava Amar, Poches Ba'arba'a. You should take away a four tefach area of the sukkah to passel your sukkah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Madlik Ba'asaner. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, light a candle in the sukkah to passel the sukkah. V'lo pligi, halon v'haluhu. And they're not really arguing. The one that says to passel the sukkah by taking away 4x4 tefachim of schach is assuming that you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're really not going to need the sukkah anymore. You're not going to need a kashrut sukkah anymore. But if you're the one that says to light a candle is assuming you live in Chutz Laaretz where you're still going to need the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you're just trying to show some sort of kavod for the Yom Tov Achron by showing that you're done with the mitzvah of sukkah on some level on the seventh day. So we light a candle to temporarily passel it, but we're still going to need it for Shemini Atzeres because we learned yesterday that Yisuvi Yisvin Bruchelam Varchinon, that we do sit in sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, just don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So that's the difference B'nai Eretz Yisrael versus B'nai Bavel. So says Gemara, for the B'nai Bavel, the Eitzah was to light a candle. Hatenach sukkah katana, sukkah gedola ma'ik l'meimar. Lighting a candle is a very good Eitzah if you have a small sukkah. But if you have a large sukkah, lighting a candle is not going to passel it anyway. So what are you going to do to demonstrate that you're leaving the sukkah if you live in Bavel and you have a sukkah gedola on the seventh day of Sukkot? So answers Gemara, demayel b'mani michla. What you do is you bring in food utensils. Da amar Rava, mani michla bar mi metalalta, mani mishtia bim metalalta. That food utensils, dirty food utensils, should be kept outside of the sukkah. They should not be kept inside of the sukkah, makes it unlivable. Dirty drink utensils could be kept inside of the sukkah, but the way to show that you're no longer using the sukkah is by taking food utensils and removing them from the sukkah. Now the Eitzah in Eretz Yisrael, we said, was Poches Ba'arba'a, to remove four tefachim of presumably schach. So if you look at Tosfos, Poches Ba'arba'a tefachim uposla kach, uposla, and you pasla it, kach pirush b'kuntras. That's how Rashi explains. V'tema, Tosfos says, but it's very difficult. Mashiru zeh ba'arba'a. When, if you're removing schach, so what are you going to be left with when you remove the schach? You'll be left with avir, you'll be left with nothing. So why do we say you have to remove four tefachim to passel the sukkah? V'lo avir posel b'shlosha. Bein b'sukkah gedola, bein b'sukkah ktana, bein b'am tzukkah, n'mukshili berikama. We already learned that if you have avir of three tefachim in the sukkah, it passels the sukkah. So why would it say that you have to remove four tefachim? You're not replacing it with anything, you're just removing the schach. So why would we say to remove four tefachim? It should have said to remove three tefachim of schach. So Rishonim deal with this question. Tosfos leaves it as an open-ended question. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, yeah, arba tefachim is lav dafka. Really means three tefachim. That's a little difficult to understand. I mean, why would you pick the number four if the number is really three? It's lav dafka. Why would you be lav dafka if it's just as easy to be dafka? It's one thing if the number was something like 3.75. It's like, okay, so then you say that lo dok or luchumra lo dok or whatever. You would say something, but to just pick a number of four tefachim, very, very difficult to understand, Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rush write that it says Dalat Tfachim because Arba Tfachim al Arba Tfachim is a makum chashuv v'nikar liatzmo. That's considered the point over here is to make it, it's not just to passel the sukkah, it's to demonstrate that you're passeling the sukkah. When you remove three tfachim of schach and you left with three tfachim of avir, so your sukkah is passel, but it's not recognizably passel. The point is to make it recognizable that we're preparing for Yom Tov Achron, so therefore it chooses four tfachim because four tfachim is considered to be a more chashuva makom. The Ritva says maybe we're talking about dafka sukkah that has four walls. So if it has four walls and you have three tefachim of airspace running in the middle, that just splits it on two sides. So you'd have two kosher sukkahs on either side. But when you make a makom chashuv, even though ain't a chinami, if you take away four tefachim and it's a large enough sukkah, you still may have two kosher sukkahs on either side. But at least you've done a maisa chashuva. You've done an obvious demonstration that it's actually possible. The Rabbeinu Yonos and Milonil just says, no, Mistama, you don't want to leave wide open gap in your schach. Probably you're replacing it with schach pasul. So if you're replacing it with schach pasul, that's why it needs to be four tefachim, not three tefachim. Yeah.
Is it possible it's talking about the
defanos? Yeah, so some of the Rishonim say that it's talking about the Shibale Elek. It says maybe it's talking about the defanos. Yeah, you have to.
Because then you have your sheet that's from Mishnah Megamil that love it is for tzvachim, right? So if you're saying you're possible for tzvachim, you're possible to define us the holidays.
Ah, okay, if, right, okay, that could satisfy all the loved Cheetos. Very good. Yeah, so that suggestion is also out there. That's also made. Okay, so next mission. Now the mission goes into the details of Nisuch HaMayim. So Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. How did they do this mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, which was a special mitzvah specifically for Sukkot? It was never done any other time of the year. They would fill up a plate of gold that would hold three lug, or a bowl of gold that would hold three lug of water from the Shiloach. The Yigil Lishay, you could walk the path that they walked from where they filled it up to the Har HaBayis, which we tried not to go on Har HaBayis, but you walk the path that they walked from the Shiloach where they took the old city tours. They walk it with you. So Yigil Lishar HaMayim, they would then get to Shar HaMayim, Taku V'Yiri V'Taku, and they blew a Tkiyah through a Tkiyah, again a sign of Simcha. All of a Kevesh, you then go up to the Mizbeach, up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and funnel the smaller and turn to the left, which was an unusual thing. Normally called Pino Shatapon Leyel Derech Min, we always turn to the right. And the Gemara Nam Bezin point out this is one of the exceptions. Shnei Sefalim Shel Kesef Hayusham, and there were two bowls of silver over there on the top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yudah Shel Sid Hayu, El Shoy Mushchar and Pnei Mipnei Yayin. Rabbi Yudah says, no, they were actually made out of plaster. It's just that they looked darker. They looked like silver. They looked like tarnished silver because of the wine that was poured into them, so it didn't look white like plaster anymore. Tosus raises the question. Shnei Sefalim Shel Kesef, he says, you know, the Gemara in Maseches Menachos tells us, or the Mishnah really, that when the Lechem HaPanim would go onto the Shulchan, prior to going on the Shulchan, it was put on a table of silver. After it was taken off, it was put on a table of gold. And the reason is because Malam B'Kodesh Lo Maridin, you can't move something from a place of gold to a place of silver. So Tosus raises the question, what's going on over here? We have Tzlochus Shel Zahav that they would fill the water with in the Tzlochus Shel Zahav. And then what would they do? They'd pour it in the Mizbeach into these Safalim Shel Kesef, or maybe even Sid, but Safalim Shel Kesef, that they're pouring it from gold into silver. Whatever happened to Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Aridin? How can you go down in Kedusha from the, how can you bring it down a level from gold to silver? So it also says, V'yeshlomer to Safalim Hayu Kavuim B'Sid V'lo Kelim Ninhu, D'Nachshavim Kegufa Shel Mizbeach. You're not allowed to remove something from a kli of gold to a kli of silver, but these bowls were attached, were cemented into the Mizbeach, and therefore they were not considered a kli, they were considered part of the Mizbeach itself. So Mela, it's not a problem, because you have it when it's considered part of the Mizbeach itself, it's not going to be, it's you're allowed to do, that you're allowed to pour into the ground, into the Shisin. The Shisin, let's say, themselves aren't made out of gold. Obviously, anything that's on the Mizbeach is considered to be the Adama itself, and that's perfectly fine when you put it on the Mizbeach itself. Now, what's the Machlokas, whether it was made out of Sid or whether it was made out of silver? So in the Masifta over here, he quotes from the Marganisa de Rabbi Meir, who says that the root of this machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, if it was made out of silver or was made out of Sid, is about the lav that it says by the Mizbeach, lo sanif aleim barzel, that you're not allowed to have iron on the Mizbeach. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Bechira says that you're not allowed to have iron even touch the Mizbeach. So from Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Sota daf Mem Chesam Beis, it appears that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Isser is not only about barzel, but any mine matches, any type of metal is going to be a violation to have touching the Mizbeach. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it could not have been made out of Kesef, because Kesef is a metal, it must have been made out of Sid. Whereas the other Shita would say, no, it's only a din in Barzel, they're not allowed to have Barzel on the Mizbeach. But Kesef may be okay. So that might be the Machlokas, whether it was Kesef or whether it was Sid. Okay, so they would pour it into these bowls, Umenukavin, Kimin Shnei Chot Min Dakin, and these bowls had holes in them like two nostrils, like two narrow nostrils, Echad Mu'uva Ve'echad Dak, one of them a little thicker than the other one, so that if you pour the water and the wine at the same time in the two bowls, they'll come out at the same pace. They'll both finish at the same time if one is a little thicker than the other. The one on the west was the one for the water. The one on the east was the one for the wine. Why was it set up that way, that it was Marav Shel Mayim, Mizrach Shel Yayin? So the Meiri writes that they had to put the one of Mayim on the Marav and the one of Yayin on the Mizrach, so that when the Kohen would encounter these holes, the first one he'd come to was the one of Yayin, because Kol HaTadir Mechaveru Kodem Lo. Nisach HaYayin was something that was done on the Mizrach all the time. Nisach HaMayim was never done on the Mizrach except for Sukkot. So they want to have Nisach HaYayin, which is more Tadir, be what he's Pogea Tchila. Let him come into the Yayin before he comes into the Mayim. That's how the Mi'iri writes it. So I think it's Mefurish in Yerushalmi that way, the Achronim point out, but the Mi'iri says that way. If he pours wine into the water one, or water into the wine one, he's Yotze. So now on that, Rashi says, in the simple understanding of the Gemara, the Pashas of the Sugya is very clearly, he has two things, he has wine and he has water, and he pours the wine into the hole that he's supposed to pour the water, he pours the water into the hole that he's supposed to pour the wine. That's what this is talking about, that it's still Yotze, it's still going to be Kasher, and that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that how come both of the bowls, if they were made out of Sid, how come both of them were darkened from wine? One of them was only supposed to be used for water. The Gemara says, yeah, but since you could pour wine into the water one, water into the wine one, it's still Kasher, so that must have happened once in a while, and that's why they were both darkened. It's difficult, though. The Rambam in Hilchos Tevilin Musaf in Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes, "Vim ira hamayim l'tocha yayin, o hayayin l'tocha mayim, v'nosach shneya mikli echad yatsa." The Rambam apparently understood over here that we're not talking about where you're pouring water into the wine hole and wine into the water hole. It's what this means. When it says ira shel mayim l'toch shel yayin, it means you mix the wine and the water all together and you pour them both at the same time. That's what it's talking about. So it's not where you switch them for the other. So Minchas Chinuch just says, very strange, because the Braisa in Maseches Bava Basra and the Avsadi Zayin Amar Alef says that Yayin Mazug is Pasul Gabi Mizbeach. You're not allowed to pour diluted wine on the Mizbeach. And the Sefri darshans it from a Pasuk. So how could the Rambam say that you take this wine, you dilute it with all this water, and then you pour it on the Mizbeach, and that's no problem? What do you mean? Yayin Mazug is Pasul Legabe Mizbeach. So the Rambam himself happens to be in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Sur Mizbeach, when it talks about all the psula yayin that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, never mentions that you're not allowed to bring yayin mazug on the mizbeach. But Minchas Chinuch says, but he can't argue on a gemara, and it's enough in a sefri from a pasuk. There's no way he doesn't hold of it. It must be that the Rambam holds that yayin mazug is possible for the mizbeach. So the Minchas Chinuch says the Rambam obviously holds nisach hayayin. You're not Yotze when you have Yayin and Mayim mixed together. What the Rambam must mean to say is at least you're Yotze Nisach HaMayim. It's not Nisach, the Nisach HaYayin, you're not Yotze, because the Yayin is possible, Gabi Mizbech. But even when you mix the wine and the water, at least the Nisach HaMayim you're Yotze. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands the Rambam. But again, the Rambam doesn't say all that. The Rambam just says, it's okay. It's okay if you mix the wine and the water. It's really not okay according to the Minchas Chinuch's understanding. It's only okay, Gabi Nisach HaMayim, not Gabi Nisach HaYayin. So if Salvechik in Harei Kedem Sim Kuf Mem Hei suggests the Mahalik and the Rambam, that I think is very beautiful. The Rambam, Perek Haftes Milchus Shabbos, Halacha Yudalid, writes, Ein Mekachin Ela Ala Yayin Aroy L'Nasach L'Gabi Mizbech. When we say Kiddush on Shabbos, we have to say Kiddush only on Yayin that you can use for Nisach on the Mizbech. So, for instance, if Nisariv Bo Dvash, or Sa'or, if you get honey mixed in, or something like that, or Chardal in a large barrel of wine, you cannot use that wine for Kiddush. Kach Anu Morin B'chol Amarev, he says, that's our Psak. Then he writes, quotes Gaonim, V'yesh mi shematir l'kadesh alav. V'omer lo nemra yayin aray l'nasach l'kam mizbech, l'hozi yayin sherecho rao, magul omvush l'shem l'kach l'recho man. And the Gaonim say that if there's a little dvash mixed in, you're allowed to use that yayin for Kiddush. You have sweetener, you can use that yayin for Kiddush, that's okay. When we say that you need yayin that's aray l'nasach l'kam mizbech, it means that it shouldn't be yayin magula, it shouldn't be yayin mavushal, it shouldn't be wine that smells bad. That's all it means. Now, according to these Gaonim, yayin that dvash or sa'ar is mixed in, that it's possible that it's not right to be mnasik on the mizbeach. So why is it that you're allowed to use it for Kiddush? What's the svara? So Salvech says probably the svara is that they understand that the psul of sa'ar or dvash l'mizbeach is different than the psul of yayin mazug. Sa'ar and dvash are an isser hakrava on the mizbeach. Not only an isser hakrava on the mizbeach, but a psul in the cheftza la hakrava. You're not allowed to bring any wine that has devash or sa'ar mixed in. It's a din in the cheftza shel yayin, as opposed to yayin mazug. It's not a psul in the cheftza shel yayin. If it's yayin mazug, it's a din that in the maisa nisuch, that you're not allowed to do the nisuch with yayin that's mazug. If there's water mixed into the wine, so then that passels the nisuch. It's not called the nisuch legabe that mayim and mele, the tarovis of the mayim and the yayin is not called the nisuch, because there's no din of nisuch on that mayim. So it turned out, therefore, that this din of yayin mazuk is not going to possible by kiddush, because there's no din of nisuch by kiddush. It's just a din of the chefta shal yayin. So yayin mazuk is not going to be a problem for kiddush, because as a chefta shal yayin, it's perfectly good. All it's lacking is the mitzvah's nisuch. Well, you don't need to do nisuch with your kiddush wine. You need to do nisuch on the mizbeach. So that's what maybe the gaonim that were matir with sar dvash hold that the psul of sar dvash is also only a psul in the mitzvah of nisuch, not a psul in the chefza. So it says, now it makes a lot of sense that if the yayin and the mayim are mixed together, that you're yotzei, because why is it that it passels the nisuch when you have yayin mazug? What's the psul of nisuch? Is that the mayim is not shayich to nisuch, where there's no, the whole rest of the year, we never pour water on the mizbech, we pour wine on the mizbech. The mayim is something that's foreign to the concept of nisuch. So if you have yayin and mayim mixed together and you try to do nisuch with that, the mayim is ruining the nisuch, because there should be no nisuch of mayim. But on Sukkos, where there's a mitzvah of nisuch hamayim, so then when you have yayin and mayim mixed together, it's as a chefzah shal yayin, it's perfectly fine. It's always perfectly fine when it's mazuk. As a chefzah shal yayin, according to the Rambam, you could use it for kiddush. As a chefzah shal yayin, it's fine. And even legabi the ma'is nisuch, the mayim is roi for nisuch, because it's the yantav of Sukkos when we do nisuch on the mizbeach. And he says it's even more clear that the chiv of nisuch hamayim, nisuch hayayin are very much connected to each other. That it's one kiyum together. That's why we're so makbid. The Gemara is going to discuss how exactly we see to it that they finish at the same time. That as you pour the yayin and the mayim, they come out at exactly the same pace. Why do they have to come out at exactly the same pace? Why does it have to be an exact parallel? No, because it's one kiyum of nisuch. That the nisuch hamayim and the nisuch hayayin are one and the same when it comes to the Yom Tov Sukkos. So that may be the way to be Miyashev Shitas Rambam. The Rav Soloveitchik says you could also say much more Pashut. You could say that the Rambam holds that Yayin Mazug is kosher for Nesachim in general, and not like the Gemara. The Gemara in Bab Basra, when it says that it's Pasul, that's talking about when you only have the proper shear of Mayim, when you only have the proper shear of Yayin when you count the water also. But maybe the fact that there's water there, if you have enough Yayin on its own, the fact that there's water mixed in, maybe the Rambam Shita would be that the water wouldn't ruin it. So there's not a psul of yayin mazuk per se. It's just that when you dilute the wine, it has it doesn't have enough sheer yayin anymore that you're pouring. Maybe that's a simpler way to explain the Rambam, but less geschmack way to explain the Rambam. Okay, so further in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah tells Rabbi Yehuda Omer belug hayimenaseh kol shmona. Rabbi Yehuda says they would pour a lug of yayin of mayim rather all 8 days. So Rashi points out Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on 2 points. First of all, we said shlosha lugin. Previously we said the water should be 3 lugin of water, and we also said it was for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda argues on both. He says, no, it's 1 lug, and it's all 8 days. And that's that may be critical. We'll come back to discuss that in a second. Let's just finish the Mishnah. The guy who's doing the Nisuch, they would say, pick up your hands. Because one time, it's Duki, poured the, he wasn't moda b'nisach hamayim, so he poured the mayim on his feet, and everyone pelted him with their esrogin. K'maseo b'chol, kach maseo b'shabbos. So the same way we do this on weekday, we do the same exact procedure on Shabbos. El shei m'mali me'er v'shabbos chavish shel zav sheinu mekadeshes min ha'shiloach u'manicha b'lishcha. But instead of filling up the tzlocha shel zav on the day of the nisach hamayim, they would fill up a chavish shel zav on the previous day for a kli that wasn't kadosh from the shiloach, and they would put that in the lishcha. Nishbecha, if the water spilled out overnight or niskalso or was exposed, hayimemali min akir, then they would refill the water only from the kior. Shayayin v'amayim megulim psulin legabe mizbech. Because if you have water or wine that was left uncovered overnight, that's pasul to be brought in the mizbech. Why is it pasul? So Rashi says the chayshinun shemashasmei anachash va'aras mu'urav behen v'nim sashenu minaseich mayim kishir she'aras mashum l'shiuran. That the concern is that maybe a snake put its venom into the water, so you think you have the proper shear, the lug or the 3 lugin of water, but really you have like 2.9 lugin of water and 1 lug and 0.1 lug of the snake venom, and therefore you're not going to have the proper shear. That's the problem of Megula on the Mizbech. Tosus points out that if you look at the Gemara later on, it seems on Daf Nun that it seems that there's that it's just based on Akrivei Nolav HaChasecha, that you would never serve Mayim Megula or Yayin Megula to an officer, to a governor, so you can't serve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of the shear. You may have the Daiva Hoser in terms terms of the shear, it's still irrelevant because you just can't serve something that might have snake venom in it as something that you're going to be makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosos over here. Now, what the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is an interesting sheet. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would use a lug and they would use the same shear for all 8 days, Shmini Atzeres as well. So yesterday I mentioned we have to go back to discuss the inyan of Shmini Atzeres being separate from all the other days. The Gemara said that in Shmini Atzeres we say Zman b'shmini shel chag, and we don't say Zman b'shvi shel pesach, because Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. The Gemara said it gave reasons. Either it's a chalak mishal fana v'legabe sukkah and lulav v'nisa chamayim, or other reasons that it's chalak in terms of the karban, kimishpatam, different reasons that we said Shmini Atzeres. We had three or four reasons why Shmini Atzeres is different than, let's say, Shvi shel pesach. But if Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmo, how do we understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita? That Nisa Chamayim is called Shmona. They would do Nisa Chamayim for all 8 days. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. So if Yemenaseh called Shmona, sounds like it's very much connected to the Chag HaSukkos. So why is it by Nisuch specifically, it still relates to Chag HaSukkos? Not only that, the Gemara in Yumad Daf Beis and Beis says that even if you say Shmini is a regel b'fnei atzmo, Hainu le'inyan pizar keshav, avalinyan tashlumin derishon hu. The Gemara in Yumad says, but when it comes to tashlumin, you could still be mashlim the karbonos that you missed on the previous days on Shmini Atzeres. So it's not entirely a regel b'fnei atzmo. Not only that, in Shari Tshuvin, Tafresh Samaches, Sifalv, it's machlokas aposkim. If let's say during the Shmona Esrei of Shmini Atzeres, a person says his Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, does he need to say his Shmona Esrei again or not? So now, if Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmo, of course you have to say Shmona Esrei again. You said the wrong yantif. It's like saying Chag HaPesach. It's like saying Chag HaMatzos. You can't do that on Shmini Atzeres. Why would Chag HaSukkos be any different? The impression that you get is that while Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, somehow it's not entirely a regel b'fnei atzmo. Somehow it's somewhat connected to Sukkos itself. So Soloveitchik points out in Harei Kedem Sim Kufnun Aleph, he says you find three parshios in the Torah that speak about the Moados. In Parshas Emor, where it talks about the Yisra Malacha and Shvisa, in Parshas Pinchas, where it talks about the Karban Musaf, and in Parshas Re'eh, where it talks about Aliyah L'Regel, Chagiga, Simcha, all of those types of Inyanim. Now in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas, Shmini Atzeres is listed independently, whereas in Parshas Re'eh it's not listed as a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's Vayisach Sameach L'Rabbos Lel Yom Tov. You know, that's how we're marber Lel Yom Tov Achron. That's where Shmini Atzeres comes in, but it's really listed as part of Chag HaSukkos in Parshas Re'eh. So the impression, therefore, you just get from the Chumash, from reading the Psukim in the Chumash, is that when it comes to the Kedushas Hayom of the Isra Malacha and the Karban Musaf, Shmini Atzeres regel b'fnei atzmo, and it's not at all connected to Chag HaSukkos. When it comes to Chagigas HaRegel, the Olas Re'iya, the Chagiga, the Simcha, that's Parshas Re'eh, then Shmini Atzeres is the Tashlumen of Chag HaSukkos. It's connected to Chag HaSukkos, and its Kedusha is a Kedusha of Chag HaSukkos. And that's why the Gemara says in Yuma, the Tashlumen, Le'inyan Tashlumen, it's not a regel b'fnei atzmo. For the mitzvah of Simcha, Riboy is from the Riboy in the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos, for Yisach Sameach in Chag HaSukkos, in the description of Chag HaSukkos. So it's part of a continuation of the Yom Tov Sukkos. So therefore it turns out that if you mention Chag HaSukkos in the Tefillah of Shmini Atzeres, not ideal, you should say Shmini Atzeres because it is different than Chag HaSukkos on two out of the three levels where we could possibly connect them, but it could be that you're still Yotzei, even though it's not ideal, because it is on some level part of Chag HaSukkos, at least legabe the Chagiga and the Simcha and everything else. So there is somewhat of a connection to Chag HaSukkos. Rav Soloveitchik suggests maybe there's a difference between Tefillah and Kiddush. Maybe if you make a mistake in Tefillah, you don't have to go back in the Tefillah because it's still somewhat connected to Sukkos. But by Kiddush, maybe you're not Yotzei because the Mechayiv of Kiddush is the Kedushas Hayom of Yisra Malacha, is the Mechayiv of Kiddush. So if Kiddush is only about the Yisra Malacha, and by Yisra Malacha, in that Parsha, Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, so maybe even if you hold that you're Yotzei, if you say Chag HaSukkos and Shmona Esrei and Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's not going to work for Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres. Now it makes sense why Rabbi Yehuda would say, Menaschim Mayim Kol Shmona, we would do Nisach Mayim all 8 days. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan argue about what the din of Nisach Mayim is, what's the Mechayiv mechayev of nisach hamayim. Is the mechayev nisach hamayim the kedushas hayom, the korban? In which case, there is no nisach hamayim on shmini atzeres because shmini atzeres is a chag b'fnei atzmo. Or is the mechayev of nisach hamayim the ri'iyah, the simcha, the celebration shabo of nisach hamayim? And if that's the case, then shmini atzeres should definitely be included. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that beluga yimenaseh kol shmona. And the raya is so beautiful. What is it? What else do they argue about other than the number of days? How much water to use? That the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda disagree about the shear of Nisach HaMayim. According to the Rabbanan, the shear is Gimel Lugin, which is the same shear of Nisach HaYayin, because it's Midine Karbanos. So just like you have Nisach HaYayin as part of Karbanos, you have Nisach HaMayim as part of Karbanos. So if it's Dinin, the Karbanos, it's only going to be Shayach for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Belug HaYemenaseh Kol Shmona. This has nothing to do with Karbanos. We don't have a shear of Karbanos for Nisach HaMayim. It's Belug HaYemenaseh. It's a totally separate din. It's a chiv of Simchas HaRegel. And Mele, it's going to be Shemini Atzeres. It's going to be included together with the other days of Yantiv. So that's his Mahalich in explaining the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Okay, back in the Gemara. Now we know Nimili. So how do I know that we're Toka Maria Vitokea when we draw the water, that we blow the shofar? So I'm Ravina, Tamakra, Ushafta Mayim Besasson, that we draw the water Besasson. So Gemara tells us two stories. Hanu Tremini, there were two Apikorsim, Chad Shmei Sasson, Chad Shmei Simcha. One of them was named Sasson, the other one was named Simcha. Armalei Sasson the Simcha, Ana Difna Minach. The Chsiv Sasson the Simcha Yasigu. The Sasson says to Simcha, I'm better than you, because you look at the pasuk, Sasson comes before Simcha. Armalei Simcha the Sasson, Ana Difna Minach. The Chsiv Simcha Vasasson the Yehudim. We read a week ago today that Simcha Vasasson the Yehudim, that Simcha comes before Sasson in the pasuk. So I'm better than you. Armalei Sasson the Simcha, Chad Yom Shavkucha Vashavyucha Parvanka. Sasson says to Simcha, well, one day everyone's going to abandon you, and they're going to make you a runner. They're going to make you the one that that runs in front of the like Haman did for Mordechai, because Pasuk says that we're going to go out with Simcha, that Simcha is going to be like leading the horses. Simcha says back to Sasson, one day we're going to leave you and fill water with you. That Mayim is going to, we're going to draw water with Sasson. Marsha says this whole conversation is nonsense. He says if it sounds like nonsense, it is, and this just goes to show you how minim. So the Gemara is trying to demonstrate that it, when Apikorsim quote Psukim, they make about as much sense as this conversation makes. That when they quote Psukim, the Chuvasim is Betzidam all the time. The answer is usually right there in another Pasuk. They're Sosa themselves Minei Ubei. They just speak nonsense. Okay. Amleihu Mina Deshmei Sasson Rabbi Avo. A certain min, whose name was Sasson, said to Rabbi Avo, Asidisu Ditamluli Mayim Lialma Da'asi. You one day are going to fill water for me in Olam Abba. Dechsivu Shafta Mayim B'Sasson. So Amleih, Yavaksiv Lis Sasson Kidakamrit. If it would have said that we're going to pour water or fill water for Sasson, this Sasson, then you'd be right. No, what it really means is that we're going to use your skin as a jug and we're going to fill water in your skin and you're going to be dead. That's the that's what it's really about. The Marsha says that this debate was about Tchias HaMesim, that the Min was trying to deny Tchias HaMesim. So Rabbi Avo, that's why Rabbi Avo responded, yeah, when all of us have Tchias HaMesim, those who are Apikorsim and who deny Tchias HaMesim won't have it. So it's going to be your dead body that we're using to fill our water after we have Tchias HaMesim. Allah bekevesh ufanel usmelo. So the Mishnah had said by the Nisach HaMayim they'd go up the ramp of the Mizbeach and turn to the left. So that was unusual. Tan Rabban kolol Mizbeach olin derech yemin makifin v'yordin derech smol. Typically, when you go up the Mizbeach, they turn to the right and then they come down on the left side. Chutz min olol shol shadvar malol sholin derech smol v'chosn aleikav. Except for three situations where they'd go to the left side and then they turn right back around. Ve'elu hein Nisach HaMayim v'Nisach HaYayin v'olas of kasharab sab Mizrach. And even for an olas of when there were too many olas ofs already being brought on the Mizrach and the Mizbeach, and they had to get to the Marav and the Mizbeach, so they would also take a left turn. El Shai Mashkirin. So the Mishnah had said that even if it was made out of Sid, it looked blackened, so it could be confused for silver, the bowls on top of the Mizbeach. So Bishlam at the Yayin Mashkir. So I understand why the one that we pour wine in would get blackened from the wine. But the Maya, my Mashkir, the one that they only poured water in, why would that ever get blackened? So Kivin the Mar, Irish Shalmayim, the Tok Shalyayim, Shalyayim, the Tok Shalmayim Yatza, Shalmayim Masilashkuri. Since you could pour one in the other, and the other in the one, so that's why it could easily become black. Then there were like two nostrils. So our Mishnah seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would have one lug of water, three lug of yayin. That's why you needed to have a narrower opening for the water, so that they will go at the same pace. But according to the Rabbanan, that was the same amount of of water and wine, why was one opening narrower than the other? So it says Marana, Filutem Rabbanan, Chamra Samach, Maya Kalish. The one needed to be narrower than the other because water spills more freely. Wine is much thicker than water. And Achinam Yisavr, Di Rabbi Yehuda, Rachav Katzer Islay. If it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would have said something that demonstrates a much larger differential between the size of the holes. Meaning if there was three lug of yayin and one lug of water, the differential between the size of holes would have had to have been massive. So it should have said Rachav Katzer. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Kashvos, Hayisham Echad Shalmayim Echad Shal Yayin, Shal Yayin Pia Rachav, Shalmayim Pia Katzer, Kadei Shu Shneim Kalim Basachas. So Shemayim Inas, so you see that our Mishnah must not be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because if it says Mu'uva and Dak, that implies a small difference between the two holes, and the reason for the small difference is just because even though it's the same volume of both water and wine, but the extra thickness of the wine required that the wine go through a slightly larger hole than the water went through. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ma'arav Shalmayim tomorrow.